to the last episode of Hellenic Polytheism 101 in 2020. As our year comes to a close and a new one is coming up, I figured it would be a great time to discuss worship calendars. Hellenic Polytheism has its own holidays, like Nomonia and Dionysia and Theogamia, that many modern worshipers have chosen to participate in or recreate in their own practice. There are also groups of practitioners who have made their own calendar, with the most popular one being from the Hellenion. There are also holidays that are not a part of traditional Hellenic polytheism that many people incorporate into their practice for a variety of reasons, like Easter and Christmas, anniversaries, Thanksgiving, Mother's Day, and so on. It's up to each person to decide for themselves what they will focus time on, what holidays mean more to them, and how they're going to blend their own personal and cultural beliefs with their worship calendar. I usually get a new calendar every year for Christmas and then spend New Year's Day sitting down with it. Instead, I'm going to sit down with it today and go through my process so you can use it as a guide on how to do this on your own. Let's start in January. According to the Hellenion calendar, there are three main holidays or festivals going on in January. There is Helloa, Hecate's Deipnon, the Nomonia, and Agathos Daemon, which always coincide on the new moon and go together, and then the 3 days of Linnae. So on the calendar for January, I'm going to put Helloa on Saturday, January 10th, Deipnon on the 14th, Nomonia on the 15th, Agathos Daemon on the 16th, and Linnae on the 26th through the 28th. Then in the US, the only holiday really that month is Martin Luther King Jr. Day on the 18th. So that will go on the 18th. Now, Helloa is a festival honoring Demeter and Dionysus, so their names will go under Helloa as a little reminder. On that day, there will be a place setting for Demeter and Dionysus at dinner. It is a woman's festival, and since every adult in my house is a woman, we will make an effort to eat together that night. Hecate's Deipnon also comes along once a month and is focused with clearing out the old and preparing for the new. In my life, that means it's deep clean day. I clean out the cupboards, reorganize, and clean out the dishes, mostly because I've got to get those Tupperware lids to their matching containers and throw any that don't have a match anymore. I clear out my closet, and if seasonally necessary, I rotate out the dressers belonging to me and my kids so that way the weather-appropriate clothes are more easily reached. I also get rid of anything that doesn't fit and mend any clothes that have holes and we may want to keep. That night, we have a meal in honor of Hecate, and I also make sure to donate $20 to the local food bank to help provide meals to those in need as well. The next night is the Nomonia, the night of the new moon, the day to celebrate the gods of the household. Zeus, Hermes, Hecate, Apollo, Hestia, your ancestors, they all get included on that day. For my health, that means a place at the table for them, a home-cooked, labor-intensive meal, such as roast or soup or roasted turkey or chicken. It also means honey cakes, and refreshing the shelf-stable offerings that are on the altar, such as barley, honey, and water. The following day is celebrating the Agathos Daemon, the spirit of the household. For me, that means making a new jar. We have a jar in the cupboards with snake stickers, which represent the Agathos Daemon, sealed tight. So on that day, we'll open it, clean it out, add more flour and barley and oats to it before we reseal it, and we'll tie it with a yellow ribbon. Yellow also is significant with the Agathos Daemon. Then it goes back into the back of the cupboard. We light incense on that night and ask for another month of keeping us and our prosperity safe. Finally, we have Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Now, that's not really a traditional holiday, but on that day, I still light incense and pray to Zeus and his aspect of God as a god of justice and Zinnia. Next up, we have February. In this month, we have the Theogamia on the 10th, Deipnon on the 12th, Nomonia on the 13th, Agathos Daemon on the 14th, Valentine's Day on the 14th, President's Day on the 15th, and Anthesteria on the 23rd through the 25th. So I'll put those days on the calendar. On Theogamma, we celebrate the marriage of Zeus and Hera. This means another big food day, offerings specifically made to Hera and Zeus, and celebrating wedded couples in your own life. As there aren't exactly a whole lot of those in my family, it usually just means prayers, food, and libations poured to Zeus and Hera. For Valentine's Day, I celebrate by honoring Eros and Aphrodite. I always take my kids to breakfast that morning, because Aphrodite and Eros' relationship is that of a mother with her kids. And they also get a box of chocolates. I have dinner with the person I'm seeing at the time, or if I'm not seeing anyone, I have dinner at my home with my kids. And we light incense and pour libations to Aphrodite and to Eros. We indulge, if we can, in manicures and pedicures, and this year, because it also coincides with the Agathos Daemon, we will definitely be having dinner at home, and I'll honor the Agathos Daemon in offerings as well. On President's Day, I will honor the ancestors of my life and my country. Not so much some of the more annoying ones, like Thomas Jefferson, but ancestors that I feel it's important to venerate, like Ida B. Wells and Ruth Bader Ginsburg. They will definitely be on the list this year. One of the things I've struggled with most in Hellenic polytheism has been ancestor worship. So last year I decided to focus on it on President's Day and worked out pretty well. Finally, we have Anthesteria, a 3-day festival celebrating spring and the dead. For us, that means wine, and a meal with multiple dishes served a buffet style, with leftovers being used on day 2 and 3. It also means offering flowers on the first day, bare branches on the second, and wine on the third. In March, we have Deipnon on the 14th, Nomonia on the 15th, Agathos Daemon on the 16th, Elephebolia and Ostera on the 20th, Asclepia on the 22nd, and Pendia on the 31st. This month, there aren't really any cultural holidays that I add to the calendar for the U.S. Instead, I do worship Wiccan holidays, traditionally Wiccan holidays, like Ostera. On Ethelbolia, we honor Artemis as goddess of the hunt. On this day, I usually make a meal with fresh venison, which is fairly easy for me to find since I'm in a rural town in Texas and the local butcher shop usually carries plenty of it during the hunting season. For Ostera, I say a special prayer to Persephone and Demeter in honor of her returning to the world of the living, and a thanks to Demeter for withdrawing winter. Asclepia is honoring Asclepos, son of Apollo and a healer. My family is riddled with chronic illnesses, from asthma to fibromyalgia, so this is the day that I pray to Apollo in his aspect as a healer. I honor his son, and I ask that the coming year be as good as it can be health-wise. Pandia was a festival of Zeus. Not much is known other than it is held in honor of Zeus of the brightening skies. To me, living in Texas where thunderstorms rage throughout the winter and spring, this one actually means a lot to me. It's a simple day, and I add a prayer to Zeus that he calms down the storms and brings back the calm and clear skies in my daily prayers that evening. In April, we have Easter on the 4th, Deipnon on the 12th, Nomonia on the 13th, Agathos Daemon on the 14th, Earth Day on the 22nd, and Nankia on the 28th. For Easter, it's a family-focused day. We have a separate place setting for Hestia and a big meal. We play board games, we pray, we light incense, and we share wine. For Earth Day, I honor Demeter and Gaia, and we usually plant something, a flower or a tree, some herbs, some fruits and veggies, anything like that. We'll usually have a vegetarian meal that night with seasonal veggies and bread being made fresh. Nankia is a festival honoring Artemis of the wilds, especially of the mountains in the region. Goats, round cakes, and palm leaves were heavily associated with this day, and I usually have goat cheese in my meals, offering her to share in my meal as well with a round cake for dessert at night. In May, we have Olympia on the 1st, Mother's Day on the 9th, Deipnon on the 12th, Nomonia on the 13th, Agathos Daemon on the 14th, Thergelia on the 18th and 19th, and Memorial Day on the 31st. Olympia was a festival honoring Zeus as ruler of Olympus. On this day, he is held in a place of honor at the table, and extra prayers to him are added to my daily prayers. On Mother's Day, I honor my own mother with breakfast and lunch and dinner made by me. I also honor Hera, Demeter, Leto, Maia, Rhea, the mothers of the Pantheon, and I pray to them. I offer them a part of the meals that I make for my own mother. Thergelia is a 2-day festival, with the first being used to drive out the bad things, and the second day being used to welcome the good things. It is held in honor of Artemis and Apollo, so they get more focus on that day. I also use it as sort of a second new year to re-examine my life and my goals and everything I've brought into it. these 2 days are there to handle all the things I keep saying I'll get around to that I put off. Memorial Day is a day in which I honor Aries in his aspect as God of Warriors. I'll pray to him, serve him at our meal, and it usually includes roast or sticks that night. In June, we have Kalianteria on the 6th, Plinteria on the 7th, Deipnon on the 11th, Numenia on the 12th, Agathos Daemon on the 13th, Arephoria on the 14th, Father's Day on the 20th, Skira on the 23rd. Kalianteria and Plinteria are a part of the same festival, with Kalianteria being made for sweeping out of the house, and Plinteria being made for the washing of the altars at Athens. This is another deep clean day, but on this day I tend to focus on my own altar and the area around it. I'll clean it down, I'll smoke cleanse the area, I'll reevaluate and switch out some of the more permanent items, I'll empty and renew the Kernips bottle, and I'll sweep up and vacuum the area surrounding it. I tend to have a lot of spiderwebs in my house, so those go too. Arephoria is a festival honoring Athena in her aspect as goddess of crafts. This is the day to finish or clear away projects that were started and then left unfinished. It is also the day to clean any craft areas, get rid of things you no longer need, replace broken items that you do need, and haven't yet gotten around to replacing. For me, this means going through my notebooks and Book of Shadows and devotional notebooks. For others, it may mean replacing broken needles on sewing machines, or replacing threads that may be missing, or finishing up projects that they said they'd get around to and then don't. On Father's Day, in addition to taking my dad to lunch, I honor Zeus, Ares, Hermes, Apollo, you know, fathers of the Pantheon. I pray to them and will put away some of the lunch that I have with my dad in a bag and take home, and I'll place it on my altar for them. In Skira is the final grave harvest of the grain in Athens. On this day, I honor Hestia, Demeter, and Athena. I bake bread and offer them part of it. We share the rest as a part of a sit-down meal with everyone for dinner, usually including chicken and wine as well. In July, we have Independence Day on the 4th, Deipnon on the 10th, Numenia on the 11th, Agathos Daemon on the 12th, Chronia on the 22nd, Skidnoica on the 25th and 26th. On July 4th, I honor Zeus, Athena, and Ares. Zeus because he is the king of the heavens, father of all. Athena and Ares in their aspect as warriors and leaders of the city. I include them in meals, light incense to them, and prepare a place for them next to us as we watch fireworks. Chronia is a festival honoring Cronos, a day that celebrated the golden age, an age of equality and luxury. This is mostly a heavy self-care day at my house. If I can manage to get the day off, it's a do-nothing day. I sit at home, cook nothing, relying instead on leftovers and quick meals like Hot Pockets. We'll veg out, watch TV, waste time on our phones, mess around on the computer, just do as little real work as possible, preferring to handle it all the next day. This is because, historically, on that day, what happened was even servants took the time off. Nothing got done that day, so we try to honor that. And Synoikia is a festival celebrating unity, people coming together. On this day, I'll volunteer my time at a local shelter if I can. I say a prayer to Irene, goddess of peace. I ask for unity, for peace, for a world that understands that while we may be country divided, we need to act like united peoples. After all, we can't stay divided forever. Now, in August, we have Deipnon on the 9th, Numenia on the 10th, Agathos Daemon on the 11th, the Eleusinia on the 24th through the 27th, and Chorotropos, Hecate and Artemis, on the 25th. Eleusinia is a festival of thanksgiving to honor Demeter for the gift of grain. On this day, I bake a special loaf of bread that I put a lot of work into. Usually, I'll braid it up and then put fresh herbs and flowers inside, possibly cheese mixed in with the braid. I offer it to her every day during the festival. That's her loaf. She gets it. We also eat fresh bread, another loaf that I make with every meal, and have a place for her at dinner. Chorotropos, Hecate, and Artemis is a celebration of these three goddesses in their aspect as protector of children. On this day, I thank them for the kids in my life and in my family, which there are a lot. I honor them with prayers and libations. And as it will fall in the middle of Eleusinia, I also give special honor to them along with Demeter, thanking them for guiding Demeter as a mother. In September, we have Labor Day on the 6th, Deepnon on the 7th, Nomenia on the 8th, Agathos Daemon on the 9th, Genesia on the 12th, Artemis Agroterra on the 13th, Democratia on the 19th, and Mabon on the 22nd. On Labor Day, I honor Hephaestus, Athena, Demeter. These are deities who, to me, know hard work, who understand how valuable it is, as they are hard workers, crafters, mechanics, builders, laborers. I set a place for them and pour libations to them. Genesia is a festival honoring the dead. On this day, I visit the graves of my family members that I can get to, as some are buried in California and I'm still living in Texas. I focus on ancestor worship on this day, honoring the dead, including the dead and venerated heroes. It is a day to remember the family members I've lost, and there have been far too many of them. Artemis Agroterra is a day to honor Artemis in her aspect as the huntress. As hunting season doesn't start in September, I usually try to find the freshest available hunted meat, which usually winds up being rabbit. Again, I turn to my local butcher shop. I'll use what I can in a meal that night, offering a place to Artemis. I'll honor her that night in my prayers as well, and offer her incense and libations. Democratia is a festival honoring the democratic process. If you live anywhere in the U.S., you know exactly how often that process is threatened and how important it is. Most places do not have voting happening around then, but every year there are absolutely local campaigns to volunteer for. Athena, Zeus, and Themis are honored on this day as well. I'll usually volunteer on this day, working phone banks as I can, helping out to help support the politicians that I support. And I also celebrate Mabon, taking the time to cook a large meal with in-season veggies, fresh bread, and locally sourced meat. I lay a part of that meal on my outdoor altar, thanking the Theoi for what they've blessed us with over the year. And in October, Deepnon follows on the 7th, Nomenia on the 8th, Agathos Daemon on the 9th, Pinesapia and Oscophoria on the 14th, Stenia on the 16th, and Thesmophoria on the 18th through the 20th. Pinesapia and Oscophoria are harvest festivals held in honor of Apollo and Dionysus as protectors of the harvest. On this day, I'll make breakfast with fresh fruits and oats, and dinner will be made with fresh and locally harvested veggies. I try to avoid meat on this day. Wine is served with dinner, and Apollo and Dionysus have places at the table. They get honored with libations and prayers. Stenia is a festival honoring Demeter and Persephone. It is held in advance of the mourning that will come when Demeter is separated from her daughter in the coming winter months. On this day, I pray to them and for them, asking that the separation be as easy on them as possible. Thesmophoria, held 3 days later, is also a day of mourning. It is a day that honors Demeter as goddess of the harvest in preparation for the upcoming lean months. On this day, I thank her for allowing the harvest to be as bountiful as it is and ask for her grace, and that the winter be a mild day. In November, we have Colchia and Deepnon on the 5th, Nomenia on the 6th, Agathos Daemon on the 7th, Veterans Day on the 11th, and Thanksgiving on the 25th. Colchia is a day honoring Athena and Hephaestus in their aspect as crafters. On this day, I tend to focus on craft projects. I usually have a project that I work on all year round, and this is when I finish it up in preparation for the upcoming holidays, since said project is usually a gift of some kind, and I'll pick up a new one. This last year, it was a calendar I made for my mom of her dog as he grew up. He was new in December, and he grew up very fast since he is a Great Dane, so I took pictures of him in front of the oak tree in our house, which always changes with the season and looks beautiful. I also put on that calendar holidays, birthdays, and important anniversaries, since my mom is the kind of person who forgets those kind of important days, so much so that she's turned to me on my birthday and asked me what the date was. I'm not the only one she's done that to. This next year, it's a gift for my dad and his wife. This is a good day to start a long-term project and wrap one up. On Veterans Day, I honor the fallen heroes and Ares as god of warriors. opposite the graves of family members who served in the military, and pray to Ares to watch over those who are still serving. On Thanksgiving, we set an extra place for Demeter and Hestia, as it is a day to give thanks for bountiful harvests and to focus on family. Now, finally, in December, we have Daphnon on the 5th, Nomenia on the 6th, Agathos Daemon on the 7th, Poseidia on the 13th, Festival Dionysia on the 15th, Heliogenna on the 21st and 22nd, and Christmas on the 25th. Poseidia is a festival honoring Poseidon. This is the only day fish is cooked in our house because even though I love it, my mother hates the smell. But on that day, we cook it and we serve it as a meal. Poseidon has a place at the table and is honored in my prayers that night. Festival Dionysia is a festival honoring Dionysus as god of the theater. In cities, it was called City Dionysia, and in rural areas, it was called Rural Dionysia. On this day, we tend to watch plays. We'll read poems out loud at dinner, we'll enjoy wine with dinner, and he's honored during our prayers, with libations being poured that night. Heliogenna is celebrated over 2 days, the solstice and the morning after. This is why I don't usually celebrate Yule, but something similar is what I say. On the solstice, it is a day of mourning. Demeter loses her daughter that day. Offerings are given to her, to Persephone, to Hades, to Hermes, and to Hecate. The next day, the mood is a little lighter. The longest night of the year is over. The days only get brighter from here on out. We usually have fruit pizza that day to celebrate the fruits of winter and the fact that it only gets brighter. And every day from here to Ostara, Demeter is included in my prayers. On Christmas, we celebrate family. Hestia is honored, as is Hermes, Zeus, and the Agathos Daemon. Gifts are exchanged, a happy meal is cooked, and we usually watch movies or Christmas episodes of our favorite shows together. Now, in addition to these holidays, I also focus on certain deities during certain weeks. What I do is I have two bowls. One bowl right now has nothing in it, and the other bowl is full. And I will pick a deity, and that bowl is 52 strips with names written on them of some of the theoi. There are so many, and I don't feel like picking one for a full month really is a good way to honor them all, because you won't even get through all the Olympians on that day, let alone all the theoi, or even part of them. So I'll have those 52 strips, and I'll pull one out, usually on Sunday. I set it next to the incense burner for the week, and then place the name in the second bowl when the week is up. That deity gets individual offerings, prayers, hymns, and the focus is on them for most of the week. I'm on Poseidon right now, and he's the last name in the bowl. So on January 3rd, everything goes back into bowl one to start all over again. So there you have it, my own personal calendar for the year. If you look online at the calendar put out by the Hellenion, you'll notice that I omitted some of the holidays they included. I also added some that are traditionally Wiccan, and I also celebrate holidays that are more recent, like Earth Day, Thanksgiving, Easter, and Christmas. To me, those holidays still mean something. I've got family that aren't Hellenic polytheists, and I still live in the U.S., where Christmas is the one day that a majority of places are closed, and so we can usually all meet up with family on that day. Keeping up some of the traditions, like fruit pizza, gift exchanges, Easter baskets, planting something new, that matters to me. So I brought them into my own personal calendar because of that. I absolutely encourage you to do the same. Adjust the calendars to fit your needs, your schedule. I usually use the one put out by the Hellenion as a start point because they have handy links to describe what each holiday is, and they also do the work of lining up the holidays to fit the right lunar phases. Daphnon, Nomenia, and the Agathos Daemon are always focused around the new moon, so they've already got that organized. You can choose to start there, or start on your own, or simply follow it without any changes. It's entirely up to you. Your calendar is yours to be personalized for you. So, thank you for listening to today's episode of Hellenic Polytheism 101. You can always find a transcript on goddessdoeswitchery.tumblr.com. under the tags transcripts or transcript, along with a link to the sources I used. This month, that was exclusively the Hellenion calendar and its link to holidays inside. You can also always direct any questions there as well. I hope to see you again on January 10th, when I will be discussing basic household worship, including offerings, cleansings, daily worship, and less common things like weddings and funeral rites.